Well, this morning I was actually going to speak on fasting, because at the beginning of January normally we fast, as do the Victory Churches International. But because there's not that many, well, there is quite a few of us. I'm quite chuffed with the amount of people that are here actually. But we're going to wait till Pastor Andrew returns, and then you know, he'll do it more justice possibly than me. But also, God put on my heart about new beginnings. That was the thing. New beginnings. We 2012, first day of the year, new start. Now, a lot of people make New Year resolutions and that, but I don't. I just think God's going to lead me to where He wants me to be. He's going to provide for me. He's going to help me, and He's going to carry me when I stumble. So, and I just felt that He's sort of saying, right, new day, rejoice, it's a new day. And a new year means a new beginning. But I just want to briefly look at, as a church, the good things that we did last year. And we had quite an eventful year. I've only picked out a few, so, you know, there'll be a lot of other things that people will think, well, we did this and we did that. But we moved from one level to here. That was a major step. And apart from all the work, which was a double major step that had to be done, that was a major thing, moving here. We hosted our first European conference, which was another massive step, because it's something totally new to people and to Pastors Andrew and Wendy. We got our registration last year,
yeah.
So that was, you know, another miracle. And we had two baptisms, yeah. Which was another miracle. They're all miracles to me. It's wonderful. And we also opened, since we've been here, we've opened the church to facilitate giving out food for the needy in this part of the area, which supports the MAB charity. So they're quite big things that we've done. And as I say, there's lots of other things. Now, there were a few negatives, but we don't look at the negatives. We forget the negatives, because more good than there is bad. So we just don't think about. And also, you know, we have to go through certain things, certain lows, to learn, to move on, to learn from. Because if we don't have some of the lows, then how can we learn? How can we move on? How can we then walk back up the mountain? So, you know, we have to learn, and that's what God, he prepares us for moving on. So what we have to do now is to leave 2011 behind. It's been, it's gone, and we can't change anything that's happened. Nothing. We just can't change, you know, all the events that's happened, good or bad. We keep the good memories, and we forget the not so good memories. We've got a clean page, yeah. For God to start writing on, yeah. Things that He wants to do for this year. And as I said before, he's brought us through situations to help build our character, and He's also shown us our strengths, because we've all got strengths. We've all got weaknesses, but we've all got strengths, and we know that with our weaknesses, we can learn, we can build, we can get support. It shows us what, you know, what God wants for us. But our strengths, often a lot of us don't realise we've got. We just don't notice that we've got some of the strengths, and we have. And sometimes He has to put us through things to say, you can do this, you know, I want you to do this. So for us to move on in this new year, we need to lay aside as well. That was something else that He said to me. For you to move on in the new year, you've got to lay aside all the wrongs that's been done. And we've all had wrongs done to us, we've all had hurts done, but we have to lay aside things that we think that people have done wrong to us. And actually, sometimes we think they have, and maybe they haven't, maybe it's been our attitude. But also, we have to forgive people. We have to, if we've hurt people, then we need to, you know, make that right for us to move on as well. It's all right us sort of saying, oh, so-and-so, oh, Audrey said something to me the other day, and her. But I might have said something to Audrey, which prompted that. So, we you know, it's a two-way thing. So we have to forgive, and we have to be forgiven. you know, and we have to make right for us to sort of say, right, I'm here, Lord, you know, clean sheets, help me to move on. And in Isaiah 43, verse 18, it says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. You know, forget the former things. If we bear grudges and hold on to past hurts, these things, the things that God has for us, will hold us back. And it's funny because I was talking to one of my daughters the other day and she was repeating something that had been. And I said, look, it's the start of a new year. What's been has been. Forget it. I can't forget it. Yes, you can. If you call yourself a Christian, yes, you can. You can forget it. Because by you hanging on to it, you're holding yourself back. Nobody else but yourself. They've forgotten it, so you have to forget it. And that's hard. That is, you know, this is where God comes in. This is where God says, I'm walking with you. I'm holding your hand. I'm carrying you. This is where he's you know. And we have to just so trust him in that. And I'm talking to myself here because, you know, sometimes I get a bit, you know. But, so, but we, you know, we do have to trust in him 110%. You know, we do. And you know, if we're holding on to things, then we can't be an empty vessel that God can fill us. And that's what he wants to do. excuse me. And also, it may be that God is asking us to do something that we, and I've got in capital letters, that we think we can't do. Well, yes, you can. If God's asking us to do something, yes, you can do it. Because he's preparing the way. He's giving you the wherewithal to do whatever it is. And again, he never asks us to do things that we can't do. We think we can't do it. And God knows us better than we know ourselves. And we are more than conquerors. And in Romans 8:28-32, excuse me, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he may be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What, then, shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him graciously, give us all things? And he does. He gives us everything. He gives us clothes, food, heat. He just gives us the friends. He gives us everything that we need. And he also gives us stuff that we want, which also is not always a good thing, but if we want it, he often gives it us and then lets us work out what we needed and what we wanted. But, you know, we just have to so trust and rely on him so much. And I felt it like, and again, I'm speaking to myself here, last year we may have sat back and let someone else do something God wanted us to do. Because we thought, I can't do that, and they're better skilled than me. I mean, I think of Angela, she could get up here, stand up here and speak, but she'll tell you, I can't do that, but I know she can, and God knows she can. Because he gives us all things to say, simple things, complicated things, whatever, but it gives us all something, and anybody can stand up here and speak if you just trust in God. And he wants us all to move on from the step of, you know, just saying nothing to being speaking up front. I know we've all got different gifts, and some are more gifted than others, but it still doesn't mean to say that we can't stand up here and say something. And also, how do we know we can't do something? something if we don't try. And we're family here, aren't we? You know, if you can't speak in front of family, then, you know, where can you start? We're family, so we can all say things, do things with family. And I just felt when, you know, God was giving me this word, you know, how simple it is. We make things so complicated, and it's not. It's so simple. We come into church on a Sunday morning, and we chatter to one another. Well, you know, if we can do that, then I'm just chattering to you, aren't I? I don't feel intimidated at all. And if anybody disagrees with what I'm saying, I'm quite happy afterwards for you to say so, and I will accept it because that's the way I learn. That's the way that I, you know, if I'm bringing and if Andrew hears this, and he'll say, "Oh, Carol, you might not see say that," or you. Fair enough, that's fine. But at least I'm saying it to family, and I feel comfortable, and that's what it's about. It's about how we are with family. We support one another. I've got an example here, like, you know, when we think that we can't do things, and I've known quite a few people over the years that have said, you know, well, I don't think I could do that. And somebody I knew went on a mission trip, and they stood in a busy town, a really busy town, giving their testimony for the first time. And they were like jelly. But they did it, and they thought that was a hurdle that they'd managed to cross. And from then on, they grew, in so much so that they actually led a mission trip. But if they hadn't done that first step, when the pastor said, "Well, will you give a testimony?" And at first, they sort of said, "Oh, well, I don't know about that," but they did. If they hadn't have done that, they wouldn't have gone on to do what God had planned for their life. Going on trips to foreign countries and speaking to youth, and again, the youth, you touch their hearts, the youth, because they think that the Westerners have got it all. But when they hear some of the testimonies, they realise they don't. They struggle the same as everybody else. And speaking on praying, even in your house groups for the first time, things like that, it's a step. It's just a step. And once you take that first step, you realise it's not as difficult as you first thought. And anything, I mean, doing people that do the jobs in the church that they agreed to do, and they stepped forward, and so everything like that is just God starts somewhere, but you've got to be ready and willing to say, "Yes, God, I'm going to go for it," even though it's totally out of the comfort zone, totally out of the comfort zone. And as I say, there's enough people here to support you. There's enough people here to say, "I'll walk with you." There's enough people here to say, "I'll help you." Because everybody wants everybody to move on in God. Plus, there's God with you as well. And if God's for you, who can be against you? So, you know, we all have to start at the beginning. And my challenge to everybody this year is to do something that you've never, ever done before. Ever. Do something this year. And I think I might give you a time limit, within the first 6 months, say, because then the other 6 months you can move on even further. But so within the first 6 months, I'm going to ask you all what you've done in 6 months' time, what you've done that you've never ever done before. And it might be praying in the service, it might be seeing somebody and saying, "God's put it on my heart to stop you," and say, you know, "Are you in need?" It might just be going and visiting somebody that you know or you haven't seen. It, just something, whatever it is, something that you would never think of doing. I'll check up with you all in 6 months' time and see what you've done. I'll put it in my diary. You know, just speaking about the wonder of God. I mean, how wonderful He is and what He does for us. It might be that you actually decide, this year I'm going to set some time aside to study. In my own time, I'm going to study. I've never done it before, I'm going to do that and get more into the Word. It might be something that you're just doing in the privacy of your own home to do. It might be that you say, "Oh, Andrew, can I bring a testimony this morning?" You approach him and say, "I want to bring a testimony." Something that you've never done before. Because it builds people up, not only yourself, but it builds other people up to hear testimonies. And as Phil said, we're going to ask if anybody wants to bring testimonies later on this morning. even come in early to church and come joining us in the prayer. We have prayer from 10:15 to 10:45. Come in earlier and just join in. Just putting yourself out a little bit, because sometimes we have to do that as well. We have to put ourselves out a little bit, just to you know, then God knows you're a bit serious, you know. Yeah, God, I'm a bit serious here. I think I'll go on a Sunday morning, or I'll do this.
Learn to do the computer while I'm away.
And then, that's it, somebody learn to do the computer while we're away. That's a challenge, that's a challenge, yeah. I mean, Belinda had a challenge this morning, because we've got no physical music, and she's full of cold, but she's done a wonderful job this morning. That was a challenge for her. You know, she's not done that, because she's not had to do that before, I don't think, have you? No. So, you know, we all have challenges, all of us. You know, and everything that I've mentioned to you, and everything that God will put on your heart, can be done if you challenge yourself and let God lead you. You know, we have to make challenges ourselves, and we have to say, God, you know, you put this on my heart, or God, I'd like to do this, but I need your help. You know, and God loves us to ask, like any father loves us to ask for help. So, Jeremiah 29, verse 11 and 12, which everybody knows, don't they? But I'll read it anyway. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. That's self-explanatory, isn't it? You know, I'm not going to go into any further. So, just to finish, this is a new day. This is a new day. Let's be excited. Yes. Let's rejoice in God, what He's got in store for us. Let's be excited about it. Lord, we're here. We're here, vessels for you to use. Take us where you want us to go, this 2012. Because we know He's got a purpose for every single one of us. And let's prayerfully seek that purpose and walk in the way that He's planned for us. Amen. Amen. Amen.